بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ibn Sina is known to be the founder of medicine, and the founder or the very popular person in philosophy is Imam Razi. We call him Razes. So these two people are popular, one in philosophy, one in medicine. Imam Razi, his aqaid and beliefs were not corrupted. Though he had gone into philosophy, it may have been slightly affected, but they were not corrupted totally. He had initially gone to some buzurg for his islah, and the sheikh asked him to read some wazifas. So when reading those wazifas, he saw something coming out of him. He felt that something was coming out of him. He went and related it to the sheikh, like it is required when the sheikh has given you something, and you have certain feelings after that. Then it is right of you to go and relate your feelings to your elders. To conceal it is not right. Conceal the feelings, the experiences that you have, it's not right. Sometimes the wazifas that he has given you have to be adjusted. And you feel now, it's a great thing that I've achieved, and I must progress, must carry on. And sometimes it is that he must increase what he's given you, and you feel now that's quite enough that I've got. So some adjustments have to be made, and you don't understand it. So it is important that whatever he's given you, and after practicing it, you feel certain experiences, you go through some experiences, and you relate it to him. Hazrat Shaykh al Hadith Sahib Rahmatullahi said that I was in the presence of my Shaykh, Mawlana Saharanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and he received a letter and he gave it to me to read. The halat that I had read of that particular individual, I was absolutely convinced. He's a very great wali and buzurg, and now he's going to get ijazat. He'll be getting a khilafat just now. But I was shocked and amazed when I heard my Shaykh Mawlana Saharanpuri saying that bajus farais or sunan ke tamam mustahabbat ko ekdam chhod do. Besides the farais and wajibat and sunan, leave all the mustahabbat out. So this, On my end, I was thinking now, he has reached a very high level and a very high maqam, and this is what's going to be given to him. And then what reply I seen coming from Hazrat was totally different. So I was amazed at this. Thereafter I understood that this person was experiencing certain things, right? Like how you see, sometimes you see farishtas and malaika. Sometimes you see Anbiya alayhim salam, sometimes you see noors, the different things that you go through in this path according to the clarity of the soul. Some people have this naturally, see, some people have these type of things naturally, and some people they earn it through the clarity of the soul. So this is not a mark of achievement, it's not a mark of progress. And it can happen that when we see these things here, we aspire even more for it. So we need to understand that this is also makhluk. Dreams or anwarat, etc., is a makhluk. And if we left out one makhluk for another makhluk, then really we didn't do anything. We haven't achieved anything. The material benefits and enjoyment is also a makhluk, isn't it? So we leave it out. We're doing it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Right. So that was one makhluk that we left out, and we dedicated ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. Right. Then when we went onto the path and we began to have these experiences, so these experiences, what are they? like seeing all these type of things, what are they? Are they makhluq or ghair makhluq? What are they? They're makhluq also. So you left out one makhluq and you are pursuing another makhluq. So these type of things are quite delicate and quite dangerous. Some of these people that went on this path, then at the old age they had to make tawbah. One buzzard used to see some noor for approximately 25 to 30 years. And he prostrated before that noor, thinking to himself that this is the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala, noor ilahi. And for that noor ilahi, he prostrated. And he did this for 25 to 30 years. And then only did it come to him that this was not the noor of Allah Ta'ala, it was some other noor, some makhluk noor, not the noor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There are different lights that will come into existence, you will see different type of lights. And the different lights have different kayfiyat, different feelings. Yeah. So now, just to see some light and then to go for that light, you may be making a mistake. Yeah. So the right way is to relate it to your elder. Sometimes it will be that he will ask you to go even forward, go ahead, aspire even more. Right. Sometimes it will be that he will tell you that just leave everything out. Like Sida Sada Musliman Ban Jao, just remain like a simple Muslim. And sometimes he may make some type of adjustments, increase something or decrease something. So the right thing is to relate it to. See, it's very, very important. See, this kayfiyat and whatever you experience, you must relate. You must relate it. Apart from everything else, there is a bond that is created and the Shaykh begins to understand you better. Now to depend on the kashf of the Shaykh, that's also wrong. Sometimes the Shaykh may be able to perceive your condition. He may be able to perceive what's with you, right? There was one Buzurg. He was biyat with Mawlana Raipuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. So Mawlana Raipuri Sahib used to have a sitting around this time, perhaps 9-10 o'clock, and he came, all the students, the Murideen were all seated around. So he called for this particular Murid and he asked him to sit next to him. Now that was over, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib, that is Mawlana Raipuri, Bare Mawlana Raipuri's Khalifa, he called him aside and he says, Hazrat showed you a lot of ikram today, a lot of respect today. Why is it that he showed you so much of respect? He made you come and sit right next to you, not next to himself. Something special, something great he had to give over to you. What had happened? So he says that from the time I got up in the morning, early in the morning, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, right till I came there in the masjid of Hazrat, then there was a voice that I was listening to all the time, Inni Anallah. Inni Anallah. I am Allah. Now this voice I was listening all the time. I'm doing darb, I'm making istighfar, I'm doing a lot of things to stop it. But that thing is just carrying on. I was so pareshan, so uneasy and ghabrat, didn't know what to do. From that time to now, and Hazrat asked me to come and sit next to him, and the moment my eyes met up with his eyes, and I think they subsided. So it happens many a time that what is normally achieved in many years, in the khidmat you achieve it very quickly. They circumvent the whole thing and you get it. So all the time they are leading you to Allah Ta'ala. All the time. Suno, ye tumhara matlub yahan nahi hai. Tumhara matlub usse aage hai. Tumhara maqsood yahan par nahi hai. Tumhara maqsood usse aage hai. Your goal, this is not your goal, right? Your goal is still in front. Don't get mistaken. One is going for Hajj, for example, and he sees the lights in Jeddah, the shopping malls and complexes and all that, excitement and all that. So the Muallim will tell him, bhai, tumhara matlub maqsood ye nahi hai. This is not your goal. Your goal is in front. Your goal is in front. The Muallim, that is his duty, the guide, that is his duty, he must warn his haji and his client, and see, don't get mistaken, don't get misled, this is not the place. The place is still far ahead. You shall have to travel another 70, 80 kilometers, then you'll come to Makkah Mukarramah. So don't get deceived by seeing these type of things. See the importance of relating. As Mawlana Thanvi Sahib rahmatullah says, that one morning at the Khanqa, as he walked in, he saw a stream of blood coming out of one of the rooms. So he made out, he more or less gathered what had happened. So immediately he told one of those people that were in charge, that don't do anything, go to the police station and make a report. They made a report, they saw one person that was in the Khanqa committing suicide. His body was lying there, he had taken a razor and slit his throat. Now, Hazrat says that this person wanted some things from me. And I felt that it was against procedure, it was not for his Islam. It was not in keeping for his Islam. And because of this, he stopped his communication. Right? He was thinking that he is doing the right thing. يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَى. And I knew that this was not the right thing for him. And this then led on to his depression. Went to his depression. Now this is how it culminated, it ended up. But this is how it all commenced, started off, that he wanted some things and I felt it was not right for him. Then he decreased his taluk. When he decreased his taluk, now he went into some feeling of depression. When he went into this feeling of depression, then this is how he ended himself. Now, if he wants that I must change my procedure, then it can't happen. If you're going to school and you want to be matriculated, right? And you want to bypass something and still be matriculated and have a very top pass, you know, exemption pass you want, that you can enter any university, right? And then you say that, no, I want it in this particular way, that I won't study English, for example, and I won't study maths and science. In place of that, I'm studying Arabic, and apart from Arabic, I'm teaching, learning a little bit of fiqh, you know, and besides fiqh, I'm learning tafsir. So take this in place of English and mathematics and what have you. Are they going to accept this? And if you get into a depression and you want to kill yourself, will they now buckle under your pressure? Will they give in? They're not going to relent. You'll have to follow the procedure. They know what is good for you. So they can't buckle under pressure because of what you want to do. They know this is experience, this is the procedure that you need to follow, this is the way that you come. So the same here also, this requires some types of procedures. And the barikia, the very subtleties of this fun and this science is known by these people. One person came here some many years ago. So he used to actually see the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And for some times he couldn't handle it. It was about, I would say, about 15 years ago. Musa Ibrahim was still alive. And Hazrat Mufti Sahib had made some dua. And the thing went away, finished, khalas. Now he used to actually see, in life he used to see the arsh of Allah. I'm in a perpetual state of ghabrat. I'm seeing this. Now this was because of the clarity of his soul. When I inspected this moment, he still comes. He comes occasionally. But this was on account of the clarity of his soul. His soul is very clear, very clean. When you talk to this person, you make it out that his soul is very clean. Now, on account of that extremely clean soul, you begin to have this type of experiences. Now, if he felt to himself that, hey, metho poncha ho, I got it now, I got it. All these people are still striving for, I'm already there. What would have happened to him? He would have lost everything. It was the right thing for him to come and relate this is what happened. And what must I do? In the situation, what must I do? Must I just ignore everything else and say, no, I've already reached wherever I needed to reach, or must I come and relate it? See? So this being the last day, inshallah, or tomorrow, Allah Ta'ala knows best, these type of things have to be brought to our attention. See? That taluk, that correspondence, communication, somehow or the other, we must communicate. And according to how much we communicate, correspond, then you'll find you will have an understanding, and apart from an understanding, you'll have some direction in what you are doing. Well, Tamil is to emphasize on this. There were certain Buzrugana Deen, you just sit by them and your Islah is being done all the time. You just sit by them. Now these are exception to the case, right? Generally, this is how it's done, that you relate. You relate and emulate thereafter. This is the actual way. Though there may have been some Buzrugana Deen doing it slightly differently, but this is the general procedure. So this one aspect of relating, you know, relating and communicating, I see that there is a deficiency in this respect. And really, relating is not a difficult thing. The thing that is required in relating, what our Mashayikh prefer, is just be short, be brief, to the point, this is what happened. Now, where it becomes a problem is, you know, you think to yourself, I have to relate, how must I introduce myself, how must I put up a muqaddama, you know, introduction. Because we are used to that type of life, so whenever we're relating anything, we bring up a big introduction, this is what happened, this granny said this, and the grandfather said this, and from there we'll bring it, gradually then we come and give our halat. Now it becomes a very lengthy procedure. So it becomes taxing for him, for the person that is listening to you, and it becomes difficult for you as well. The simple way is just tell this is what happened. If there is any questions to be asked, then he'll ask you, alright, what happened after this, before this, what happened. But you just tell him the exact situation, the exact halat that had taken place. So in this way, see that affinity that is required, that affinity is created. And about the most important thing here I noticed was affinity and confidence. To the level of your affinity and confidence, you will find progress. The more the affinity and the more the type of confidence, you see yourself just progressing all the time. Just things are just opening up. You're just progressing, you're just advancing all the time. But then it depends on your affinity and your confidence. What type of confidence you have, you come with. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he complained to his Sheikh Mawlana Sahib Puri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh that I don't have the money to come and visit you, but ji chahta hai ki aapke paas aakar ke rahun. My heart wishes that I come and live with you, but I don't have that amount of money that I can afford the bus fare or the train fare to come and stay with you. Imagine, he's such a great mujaddid, what whole world is shaking with his work. But his condition was such. See, what we understand from this, what ulama need to understand is, for the flourishing of world, the deen is not subject to wealth. The flourishing of deen, propagation of deen, is not subject to wealth. It's subject to something else. Get that heart right. Get your approach right. Get your ways right. Iqbal, the poet, says that karo fiza-e badar paida farishte utarne ko taiyar hai teri madad ke. See, this is create the environment of badar, create the environment of badar, and the angels are, even to this day, they are ready to come down to your help. But you create that mahal, create that. See, that masbuti and the firmness that is required of us at all, wherever we are, in whichever situation we are, to bring about that firmness. Now in our lives, we will have some mistakes, ups and downs, upheavals we will have. We are confronted with materialism, and material is dark, right? Material is dark, is against the light of righteousness and spiritualism, right? So you will be affected, you will be influenced, right? So you have to go through the dry clean all the time. You can't say that you washed your hand once, now you don't need to wash your hand again. May you need to wash it 3 times in the day, right? And if there is an abscess or something, then you have to go to see a doctor. You can't say, no, I washed my hands, everything, I don't need to see. Now the thing will grow, and if you are unwary, you feel, hey, that thing is growing, mashallah, my hand is becoming so nice and thick. Before it was small, now it's going so thick. So you see the miscalculation, and where it takes you, you don't understand the thing, and now that thing swelled up into, it became septic, and you thought it was something positive for you, whereas you needed to go see a physician, get it drained out, all that, whatever you required for that. But because of your miscalculation, what conclusions you had arrived to. वहां सहानपुरी साहब रहमतुल्लाह इस रिप्लाई केम टू हिम दैट आपको आने की जरूरत नहीं है, यू डोंट नीड टू कम, आपके लिए दूर और नजदीक दोनों बराबर है, फॉर योर बेनिफिट रिमेनिंग एट अ डिस्टेंस और बींग हियर इज बोथ आइडेंटिकल, बोथ द सेम, वेदर यू आर हियर और वेदर यू कम टू मी, बोथ आर द सेम. हज़रत यूज़ टू से के लोगों ने अक्स की कुव्वत पैदा नहीं की, दे डोंट बिल्ड द पोटेंशियल एंड द एबिलिटी टू रिसीव. लेते हैं तो जबान से लेते हैं, इफ दे टेक फ्रॉम देयर मशाइख दे टेक वर्बल, दे टेक द बेनिफिट एंड दे टेक द बेनिफिट वर्बली. असल लेना है तबीयत से, the actual taking is taking from the temperament, you're taking from the heart of the person direct. And he would say that yes, zaban to bahut hi kamzor mu'abbir hai, the tongue, it actually translates the message of the heart. Who gives it, who conveys that message? The one that conveys the message is the tongue, but the tongue is a very weak medium, it's a weak medium in conveying the actual feelings of the heart. Like you would hear people saying, you don't know what I feel, like, yeah? You don't know what I feel, how I feel, right? So the tongue, it does relate, but it's a very weak medium of relating. So it doesn't relate entirely. So the actual message is inside the heart. So if you have created that type of munasabat and that type of taluk with the person's temperament, you know exactly what he wants. What he wants from you. This is the thing that we need to build with our mashayikh, our buzurgan ad-din, and especially in this time and age, the challenges are becoming more and more greater, difficult, more and more difficult, more and more great. The degree of relationship, and you'll find Allah Ta'ala's protection wherever you are, however you are, wherever you are, but you have that degree of relationship, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, when you have that love, that sincere love for that class of people, and wherever you are, inshallah, the fuse of that silsila will come onto you. It may be at times that the Shaykh himself, he may not be a competent person, he may not be a great person, but Allah Ta'ala, jin buzurgo se unko idaat mili hai, from the mashayikh that he's got the permission, Allah Ta'ala unki laaj rakhte hai. Allah Ta'ala honors that relationship. See, he himself is nothing, but he is connected with some of the mashayikh, right? So Allah Ta'ala appreciates this relationship. This relationship Allah Ta'ala honors. And on account of the relationship, you still get that same type of use and barakat flowing through you. As Mawla Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say, ek aadmi ne rehzani ki aur chori aur dakaiti ki puri zindagi, whole life stealing, robbing, plundering. تو اخیر عمر میں جب ضعیفی اور کمزوری اور زیادہ بڑھ گئی تو اپنے لوگوں کو اپنے پاس بلایا. Became old, now he called his people nearby, explained to them, see now I'm old, I'm aged. For robbing, cheating, plundering and all, you need strength. Go and hit this person, go and do something at that part of the day, that part of the night. You need the guts, you need the type of courage. But now I'm aged now, and but life needs to carry on. You know, people say life needs to go on. So life needs to carry on. What must I do? So one bright spark, he says, the right way, you know, for this business to carry on. Business must carry on. The right way for the business to carry on is go one end of the town and make Allah Allah. You'll find everybody will start flocking to you. Someone will bring roti, tarkari, this thing, everything will carry on. See, sometimes I think of myself, I think, same, we're just sitting here, we don't know, maybe someone's barakah that we are getting, but really, we don't see my, I don't see myself anyway different to this person here. Same. Anyway, so he's caught his murid and he accepted this suggestion. This suggestion, he accepted it and he went in one corner of the town. And he started. And people began to flock and he started getting the crowds and all that zikr, tasbihat, and real proper khanqa system carried on. Now one day those muridi, now they all thought now to themselves, we must see now ek dusre ke maqamat kya hai. It's a fully fledged khanqa all the time, 24 hours they're doing khanqa, zikr, tasbihat. in just 1 month, you start getting some experiences and all, someone sees some light, what they start seeing. Now you can imagine if people are doing it all the time, so what they will experience. So each one wants to discover and find out what is the maqam, what is the position, where have we gone to, how hard, how far we. So this person is like this, that person has gone up here, he has escalated, he's progressed like this, and he's made this type of advancements. Then they think to themselves, لیکن یہ پتا چلانا چاہیے کہ شیخ کا مقام کیا ہے. Must make توجہ and see what is the maqam of the شیخ. Are they making توجہ? They can't find out. Say, he's the focal folk here. He is above everything else. They trying to make توجہ again, not working. Pressing the wrong button, it's not working. Eventually, they went and told him, see, Hazrat, you know, we tried and seen everybody's maqam, but we can't understand and we can't figure out your maqam. So the Shaykh began to cry. Ye sachcho ke saath reh karke sachchai ka asar to zarur ho jata hai. When living in a company of righteous, then you must be affected by their virtue, the virtue of their righteousness, their truth. Though his intentions were not right, but he's been sitting in the company of the righteous, of the virtues, and his heart was affected. As the Shaykh Sadi Rahmatullah says his poetry, he says that soap, in those days they used to make that soap out of sand, you know, and infuse it with musk and fragrance. So that soap came into my hand, and I asked the soap, okay, what are you? Are you musk or are you umber? What are you? To mushki or umberi? What are you? So he says, okay, I am sand actually, and I've been living in the company of musk and umber for years. Asar ham nashi dar man asar mikun warna man khakam ke hastam. He says, I am sand, right? I'm sand, and the effect of the company has penetrated right into me. The effect of the good company has infused me, has affected me. Otherwise, you look at me, man khakam ke hastam, I'm just that block of sand that you know of. Nothing more than that. So sitting in the company of the righteous, there may be one, two pious people there. They may want Allah, iska dil, Allah ta'ala ki muhabbat ke saath jala hua ho. His heart is already toasted and roasted with the love of Allah ta'ala. He's so deep in it. But we don't know. There may be one person, odd person, we can't even figure out who it is. Our guess and imagination also will not take us there, that who is that person. Maybe someone that is totally not known, unpopular, nothing. But his heart must be something else. And on account of that person, everybody else just gets thrown in. You just get affected because of the wrong person. See, that is why in a hanqa or in this type of combined effort, we don't despise anybody. We don't know who is who here. Who is it? We don't know. Really, we don't know. Maybe one person that we despise, we look down upon. Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Shaykh, who was he? Shams Tabriz. They talk about him that his parents are not Muslim, proper Muslims. But from all these people, from all such families, Allah Ta'ala had just selected this man, Shams Tabriz. He selected some Shams Tabriz, and Shams Tabriz got a person like Mawlana Rum, and Mawlana Rum then flooded the entire world with his barakat, whatever it was, right? With his ilm, with his barakat. But it all started from Shams Tabriz. And this man is nothing. Not popular, not known, not that type of a learned person. But his heart was boiling with the love of Allah Ta'ala. It's already been roasted and toasted with the love of Allah Ta'ala, actually prepared. So we can't underestimate anybody here. We can't underestimate anybody, whoever it is. When there's a combined effort for deen, then we don't despise, we don't underestimate, we don't know what he's doing in the corners, in the nights, in the mornings, whichever time. How he's doing and what he's doing, we don't know. So we respect everybody. So this person, he cried and he told them, this is what, meri haqeeqat to ye hai. This is the reality of my situation. Anyway, now look at those mureedins. Those mureedins and those students, they cried to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, whatever it is, but it's on account of this man that we are wherever we are. On account of this man here, that we are wherever we are. Allah, like you blessed us, bless him as well. They made tawajjuh, they made dua, etc. And moments, they had reached such heights and such levels of acceptance that their dua, Allah Ta'ala readily accepted, and this man from nothing, he comes to that position. So this is what happens around in a khanqa, is there are some people that are pious, there are some people that are righteous, and we don't know who it is. And it is his dedication, it is his commitment, his dedication, devotion, that blesses everybody else. It happens in a jamaat also. They were trying to figure out that who is this person here, on account of whom the whole jamaat is being blessed. Abdul Habsa was saying, there's a jamaat that is moving, but there's one person here, there was one poor person that was in the jamaat, and he made an agreement with the Amir Sahib. Amir Sahib, see, let me join the jamaat, but please don't call me meals time. I got some problems, don't call me for the meals. Just let me carry on. So the Amir Sahib had given in. But the Amir Sahib would see that his talks were different, his ways were different. This was a person from a different planet altogether. He was like with us, but not from amongst us. He was with us in all the programs, but like he's not from amongst us. Anyway, the Amir Sahib felt a little bit curious. This person, meal time, where is he going? Because he was excusing himself for those moments. He can't be going to the toilet only at that time, exactly at that time, meal time. So he went and checked out. He used to go into the jungles, pull out some berries, whatever it is, some leaves and all that, and used to eat that, satisfy his hunger. Now that sincerity of his, that dedication of his, gained and attracted the love and the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there may be one person we don't know of, right? And his dedication, his sincerity. So here in this jamaat, like I say, amongst those muridin of his, there may have been one, two sincere people that have just come in, they heard of his name, and they may have just joined in. Right? Allah ta'ala unke saath khair ka irada kiya. Allah ta'ala wished well for them. When they wished well for these people, yeah, he sent one, two people. So when he sent one, two people, then the whole jamaat got admitted in Allah's mercy. So what I was getting at today by the fazl of Allah ta'ala is this communication and taluq, see. And the type of evil that we have spread all around us, the challenges that we have, we need to protect ourselves, guard ourselves. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum. Guard ourselves and our children. Sometimes we may be good for ourselves, but what about children? Like we need to guard ourselves, we need to guard our children as well. After all, we earn all the wealth, all the luxury that we earn it for their comfort. Look at it, if we are all individuals, we're just living all alone, then we will have earned all this wealth. We earn the wealth by that kisi din inke kaam aayega, that someday the children, grandchildren, etc., they will take the benefit out of this wealth. But if they are not on the line, then what is the need of sweating so much for them? They're not on the line, they're abusing your wealth. You earned all the wealth, and Allah pak forbid, they're using it in the wrong places. They're going and gambling, for example, or they're going and using it in drugs, for example, or womanizing, etc. Wrong places they're using it. And if you only discover at some age or in your cupboard that I earned all this wealth, and this is how my wealth is being used, will it bring any happiness to you? No, it won't bring any happiness to you. I'd rather not have earned that type of wealth for these people here. This is my money, and this is how they're squandering it, this is how they're wasting my wealth. So this one aspect, as I say, this relation, relating, communicating, relating, whichever way, in a brief way, can't do it like this, even on a telephone, but you must relate. On a telephone conversation, but little. Now, Shaitan doesn't let that happen. He keeps postponing. Oh, don't do it now, do it some other day. What's the hurry now? The moment that thought comes, see, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ. When the thought comes, that I must communicate, then you go and communicate. Even though it's a telephone call, but try and communicate. At the beginning, it may be just a telephone call, then it will build up, and you'll come. See, the communication will build up, the relationship, the affinity builds up. If you want a child, and you are just only writing letters from 100 miles away, it's not going to be productive. You need to come closer, and then you'll find that this relationship is productive, right? At the beginning, never mind, in the absence of everything else, at least this is some type of a relationship, that you're maintaining a relationship. Then this will want you to come closer and closer and closer until you bond yourself. Now don't look for the ideal relationship. This is what happens to most of us, that you know, this is not the ideal thing. It's not the ideal thing. Don't look for the ideal. What you can do, and the type of enthusiasm you have now, exploit that type of enthusiasm now for the time being, for the moment. If it's just a telephone, it's just a letter, whatever it is, but exploit it now. When you'll progress in this way, Allah Ta'ala will give you that thing also, that you'll be more happier, and you'll be progressing really. Today, you don't have the money to buy prawns and jingas and killer prawns, all that, you know. You don't have all the money for all that type of things, right? Braai and biryani, right? So it doesn't mean that you don't have the money for that. Then you mustn't eat dal chawal also. To eat that dal chawal presently, for the time being, you eat this. At least it will be some type of a support. It will take you up. The moment you can afford that, then you have that as well. But now you take it to yourself that I can't eat prawns and I can't eat this type of king clip fish and all that. So I mustn't eat at all. That is suicide. That's wrong. That reasoning is wrong. But you can manage today, do it. The short term. Immediate. What is immediate? What must we do immediately? Right? We can't manage the major things. Let's start off this type of thing. See that person who killed 100 people. Right? He tried. Whatever was within his means, he tried. Now, in the trying, he died. So Allah Ta'ala says, the farishtas go and measure the land. This side, from the land that he comes to the place he died. And at the place that he died to the place that he's going, if that is closer, then he's Jannati. Allah Pak tells, in the meanwhile, Allah Pak instructs the land that you contract and you expand. So that side, it contracted, that side expanded. They went and measured, they found it, there's so much more. One hand span or something more. The one. He's cashed in. Here we understand that farishtas also can have ikhtilaf. What? Comes in the hadith that the farishtas, both farishtas came here. Azab ka farishta or rahmat ka farishta. Azab farishta say, I must take him Jahannam. Rahmat farishta is saying, I must take him Jannah. So they got an ikhtilaf. So you understand that in spite of farishtas, they can still have ikhtilaf. So ulama, if we have ikhtilaf then? If farishtas can have ikhtilaf, they can have differences, right? Then can't ulama have ikhtilaf also? It does remind me. Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah, his father, Shah Abdul Rahim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So he was by the grave of, I think, Qutbuddin Bakhtiar Kaki Rahmatullah Ali. And Qutbuddin Bakhtiar Kaki Rahmatullah Ali was him, I think, I can't remember exactly. He was in support of Sima, like how we had last night, you know, Sima. He was in support of that. Shah Abdul Rahim Sahib had some reservations whether this is permissible or not permissible. So he was sitting at the grave there, and he's asking the inmate of the grave, what do you have to say about Sima? What do you say? Is it permissible or not permissible? So he says, what do you have to say about poetry? So he says, كَلَامٌ مَوْزُونٌ حَسَنُهُ حَسَنٌ وَقَبِيحُهُ قَبِيحٌ. It's a balanced kalam. It's a speech that is well balanced. The rhythm, and there's a balance in it. If it's good, if there's a good message, then it's good. And if it's bad, the material, the substance is evil, then it's evil. So this is the essence of a poetry. It's a balanced kalam. It's a balanced speech and a message that is balanced. If the contents are good and inspiring some wisdom, then it's good. And if it's not, then it's evil. Very good. Alright, then what do you have to say about a good voice? Who is asking? The Buzurg is asking, what do you have to say about a good voice? He says, يَزِيدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مَا يَشَاءُ جَعِلْ الْمَلَائِكَةَ رُسُلًا أُولِي أَجْنِحَةٍ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ يَزِيدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala has made malaika in different ways. Some three wings, five wings, more Jibreel has 100 wings he's got. Right. So you've seen a jet also. The more the speed, then the wings also must have, they must have more wings, right? Then you'll have that type of speed. So these malaika, perhaps according to the speed, Allah gave them that amount of wings. Ja'il malaika da rusulan uli ajnihatim masna wa thulatha wa ruba. And then Allah says, yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha. And Allah Ta'ala grants increase for whomsoever He pleases. So in the tafsir, yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha, Allah Ta'ala grants increase to whomsoever He pleases. One of the things that is mentioned in tafsir, husnu sawt, that Allah Ta'ala grants someone a beautiful voice. Right? Now you ask a person like me to read like Ismail Bayat, like he read, I can't read that. Right? That husnu sawt that he's got, I haven't got. Someone will have that, someone won't have it. Someone has some other beauty, someone has this beauty. So he asks him, what do you have to say about husn al-sawt? What do you say of a good voice? So he says, yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha. Allah, this blessing, this is a gift that Allah has granted him, a good voice. Then he says that if both are combined, if the husn al-sawt is combined to the kalam al-mawzoon, it's a balanced kalam, you know, that poetic kalam, and you join it up with a good voice, then it says, uska phir kya kehna? Noorun ala noor, yahdillahu li noorihi may yasha. He says, then it's light upon light. He says, this is exactly sima then. This is exactly sima. Now, do you see any problem in that? Anyway, in the meanwhile, he felt that there was some other buzuk that was coming to visit this buzuk yet. And not very late, very long late after this, Hazrat Shihabuddin Sohrawardi Rahmatullahi had just descended in his grave to meet him. They discussed something. And just before the departure, so this Shahdur Rahim Sahib is asking this Buzurg, but Shihabuddin Sohrawardi Rahmatullahi, he's got a reservation on the masla of Sima. He feels not permissible at all. Why don't you just create the air with him? See, the casual conversation is going on, that he has a reservation about it, you know. So why don't you just clear the air with him? So, Qutbuddin Sahib Rahmatullah is saying, yeh toh adab ke khilaaf hai. Yeh unki raay hai. Ab unko uske khilaaf kehlwana, yeh unki adab ke khilaaf hai. Now, this is against adab. This is against adab. This is his raay. He lived all his life on that rai. So let him remain on that rai. Now to convince him to change his rai, that's against adab. So you understand two things here. A lot of things you learn from here. But there's two things that I want to bring to your attention. One is this. That the differences continue. Right? Differences will continue. Will remain. And if they are here, then they will remain there also. If in this part of the world is the difference will continue in that part of the world. The second thing is that adab is such a great thing that after death, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمٍ إِنْقَطَعَ عَنْهُ أَمَلُهُ. When a man dies, then his deeds all come to an abrupt end, finished. But that adab, they continue even in the hereafter. Adab with each other, they recognize each other, they respect each other, and they continue that adab even in that realm. They don't say, now everything is over now. Now why must we show adab and all that? Even in that realm, adab is so great that even in that realm, they're still showing their adab for each other. Okay. So this ikhtilaf is in the malaika, ikhtilaf is in this world, ikhtilaf is in the other world, but our hearts must always remain clean. Don't ever allow the heart to be contaminated and affected with any ikhtilaf, any difference. See, now our problem is, when there is an ikhtilaf, there is a difference, then we'll connive and we'll club together. Now, we one party, and he's another party. So now, we look for support. How many people are subscribing to our view? And he look for support, how many people are subscribing to his view? And somehow we'll try and convince that person. You know, you join up with us, or you join up with us. Now, this is where all the wrong goes. Now, leave that, wherever he wants to go. He wants to subscribe to that view, let him go. He wants to subscribe to that view, let him go. As the Shaykh Hamtai says, in the ru'yat of the moon, you know, the sighting of the moon of Ramadan, that means the last day of Shaban and the first day of Ramadan, I had one opinion and my sheikh had another opinion. In the sighting of the moon, he had a different opinion and I had a different opinion. I felt when it's a day of shak, when it's a day of doubt, then you shouldn't be fasting. And my sheikh says, felt that it was permissible for some reason. He had some explanation, I had some explanation. He felt that the roza should be kept, can be kept, and I felt that the roza doesn't have to be kept, right, on the yawm al-shak. And we went, both went our ways. My sheikh, I did everything, every respect, every vestige of my respect I had for him. But on that day I didn't fast, and he fasted. And we didn't feel anything about each other. Though later I used to feel, you know, I should have only conformed with his right, would have been better. But he didn't feel anything about it. The sheikh didn't feel anything about it, and he didn't feel anything about it. That was his opinion. He went in that direction. It was his opinion. He went in that direction. That is one thing. That if he's got an opinion, let him carry on. And you got an opinion, you carry on your way. Now don't try and force support. Look for more support. People supporting to your view, subscribing to your view. He's doing it, you do it. Or alternately, don't try and taunt him. You know, yeah, roze wala kaise hai? Roze wale tum kaise ho? Shak ke din bhi roze rakhe jaate hain. On the day of doubt also you keep rozas. Eh? Yeah, very great human. So you taunt the person. You don't taunt the person. See, all these are the evil traits that we have. And this is the elements of ikhtilaf, of khilaf. Ikhtilaf is alright, but khilaf, it brings about discord. This is the elements where you begin to taunt, you run down someone, you suppress someone, you hurl abuse at the person. That is where everything is lost. But to have that differences of opinions, no problem. Muayus Patel sahab comes on the radio live and all that, right? And he speaks, right? And I am not in agreement for that. But he's got a lot of respect for me, a lot of time, and I have also a lot of respect, a lot of time for him. He's got one opinion, he sees it from one perspective, I see it from a different dimension. I see why it's not good, and he sees the reason for it being good. So he's got his reasons, he's got his arguments. But alhamdulillah, we have a very good relationship. Every now and then he'll phone, I'll go there, sometimes he comes away, this side. But the relationship is very good, alhamdulillah. He doesn't force me, hey, you're wrong, why don't you subscribe to this view? And now will I, inshallah, do the same? So in this manner, that relationship goes well. Differences of opinion, must take it like how you take, you know, differences of taste. You like kebab, and I think you must be a kebab to have kebab. You know? So it's the difference of taste. You have it, you enjoy it, I will enjoy something else. You force me to have kebab now, I'll begin to hate you. I don't like it, and you're forcing me to have it. I must have it. Why don't you have it? Everybody's saying, why? Now what will happen? Now that will grow up into a resentment for me. But I say, well, it's your taste, you carry on that way. I like this, I'll go my way. It's a difference of taste. So Allah Ta'ala has made that gunjaish, ikhtilaf ummati rahmatun wasiyatun. That this ummat will have the ikhtilaf, will have differences. And the differences really is meant to be a great rahmat. It's a great mercy. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he used to say that I would have never been happy if the Sahaba Ikram did not have differences of opinion. I feel very much happy that I hear that the Sahaba Ikram had differences. It's famous of one Sahabi. He used to be fighting with Ali radiallahu anhu, but meals time he'll go and sit with Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He's fighting and all with Hazrat Muawiyah. Hazrat Ali against Hazrat Muawiyah. Imagine the neck to neck, they're killing each other, right? He's fighting on this end, Hazrat Ali's side. Meal's side is going sitting by Hazrat Muawiyah. Someone went and told Hazrat Muawiyah, you know what? He comes and eats by you and he's fighting against you. He's shooting your people, killing your people, but he's coming and having meals with you. So Hazrat Muawiyah called him, what happened? He said, Khana yahan to bharia hai, aur haq ke upar ye log hai. These people are the truth. And the food is good on this side. Muawiyah smiled it off, laughed. See, that is the clarity of heart. Now, we don't speak about them in this way. They have that type of heart. You know, if it's someone is against us and is coming to sit and have meals with us, what will happen to us? Yeah. Namak haram. Namak haram hai toh. Namak haram kya karta hai? You're taking our lives and you're coming and eating with us. Bilkul namak haram. You've got no loyalty in you. So we look at the person totally differently. Yeah, it was absolutely alright, fine. The more he's smiling, forget it. Carry on, you come and have meals with us. What's wrong with that? So for us, what we need to do, one is like this, I say this, ikhtilafat, and this type of differences. The safest thing in the differences is you maintain your rai. You maintain your rai and don't discuss it with everybody. Unless now it's a very, very understanding person. He wants to see proofs, he wants to understand reason, right? It's a very understanding, very, very simple. And I say you, even in the ulama, you find very few people like this. Very, very few people like this. You know this, Ibn Atta Iskandari, he writes about this Ahlullah sometimes reach a point where they feel happy with them being praised. Someone is praising them and they feel happy, right? So the general rule is this, that when someone praises you, then you throw sand on their face and you stop him from doing it, right? But here he shows an exception. And he says that those awliya have reached such a position, such a maqam, that really they don't see themselves, they see the work of Allah Ta'ala. In anything, they see the hand of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So when they're getting happy and they're getting excited, they're getting excited with the handy work of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hey, I see that knowledge, I see that beauty, I see this type of good work. The work of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's work. بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ بِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَوْا. So they're admiring the hand of Allah Ta'ala, they're not admiring themselves really. They're seeing that praise is directed to them, but this is really the handy work of Allah Ta'ala. It's not them, it's Allah Ta'ala. So this is a set of awliya kiram, right? So for them that praise is permissible. But in the commentary, Imam Sa'anpuri Sabrahmatullah says that we still go by the general rule of the hadith. The general rule of the hadith is someone praises you, then we stop him, right? These type of awliya, he writes, in millions and billions you'll find 2-3 people like that. So for that 2-3 people out of a million, you're not going to make it the law. You're not going to make it the law. Like for example, Mona Akub can drive 200 kilometers, right? So the law is not going to change for him. They're not going to change the law for him. So you also just drive like everybody else drives. Though you know you're a very safe driver, very good driver. You won't make an accident. See? But because of you, now you're not going to amend that law. So similarly here also, you're not going to amend the law for 1-2 people. You'll tell them that they must carry on by the general rule. See? So like you see, like Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Damat Barakatum, etc. Sometimes someone praises him and he doesn't feel anything about it, right? It doesn't stop him. So that he is that maqam of awliya. See, he is that maqam of a buzzard. Now we don't go and run them down. Hey, they praise each other and they talk so much, so high and all that. This is all stupidity. See, this is all naivety, stupidity. We don't go and talk. We don't go and be judgmental about any other awliya kiram, Muslim Qanadin. They may have reached that maqam where they don't get affected. See, now we, if someone comes and praises us, then we'll get affected. The little that we're doing will become complacent, we'll leave that out. And they have reached that maqam where if someone praises them, then they'll increase, they'll go even further. So we'll go reverse and they'll go forward. So we'll get left out. So they will go according, they will do according to their halat, their kayfiyat. We will carry on with our halat and kayfiyat. So that's why I say that when there is this type of atmosphere, ikhtilaf, etc., then whatever you feel is right, you do it. Don't get embroiled into discussions. Remember, what's going to happen in this type of atmosphere, what happens is when I get locked into a conversation or a discussion, then I will take the points from you, I will go and relate to the next person. You know, he's saying this much. Now I may have said whatever I said it in a certain context. He'll leave out all that context and he will just, that last letter, he will go and give it to the next person. And this person will feel, no, this person is against me. The whole context was something else. I said it in a certain context. Now I eliminate the entire context, I take that one statement and I go and present it to the next person. What does the next person feel? The person feels, no, he is against me. He's not supportive of me. See, he's a personal vendetta against me. He wants to sabotage. No, these are the type of words will come out after from people's tongues. See. But now this is our naivety that we discuss with anybody and everybody. So what we feel is right, and if these ulama-i-kiram that feel the other way, let them carry on their way, you carry on your way. You khamoshi ke saath apna kaam karo. Quietly, peacefully, carry on your work. Don't go and interfere, and don't go and confront others. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Don't go and confront. Don't have that confrontational attitude. Abu Hanifa rahmatullah has got one mazhab, and he's speaking to Ozai, Imam Ozai. Big, you know, mountains of giants of hadith and fiqh and all that. Right? He's saying, no, that you must do rafa yadain. You must raise your hands, you know. When going to ruku, coming up from ruku, you must raise your hand. Abu Hanifa says, you mustn't do it. He says, not proven from the hadith. He says, proven from the hadith. He goes his way. Abu Hanifa did say, hey, you're practicing on the hadith. You're going to get guna. You're going to jahannam. You know what you're doing? You're misleading the entire ummah. And nor did Imam Uzay rahmatullahi tell Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi that you're doing wrong. What he felt was right between him and Allah Ta'ala, he felt that was the right thing. He kept to that and he went by that. What Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi felt right, he went by that and he kept by that. Both were experts. But you go your way, we go our way. So this is one thing that we need to understand, that in this type of atmosphere, and we don't get into discussions. Similarly, we don't discuss our elders in the presence of others' elders. See, it's your buzruk, it's your sheikh, whatever it was. Now in the presence of another person, you got to discuss the superiority and the greatness of your buzruk and sheikh. Now he feels that you're running down his sheikh. Or he will feel, hey, my sheikh is nowhere compared to this person here. So another two things would happen. So it's going to create ill feelings. Sentiments are going to be affected. So don't discuss it in front of him. Yes, it's your own circle. You talk about your elders, it's all right. Because there won't be any ill feelings there within your own circle. But if it is another person's sheikh, now this person will not take it very gladly. He will not take it very nicely and pleasantly. We don't do it. Like how they say that a woman mustn't mix around with a woman and then come to her husband and say, no, but that woman, she was too good, man. Hey, the blonde, must look at the cheeks and the ears and the nose and eyes. And hey, she was absolute blonde, man. Why? Obviously, if she's going to go and fascinate her husband about that woman, her husband may just, his heart may just cross over. It may just hop over to the next person. Now that's a stupidity. Why she would describe the beauty of the next woman to her husband? She mustn't do that. She's seen that woman very good, or she got impressed with the beauty very good, but she mustn't talk about it in the presence of her husband. So similarly, we don't talk of each other's mashayikh. This is a general problem that I notice. Right? We're impressed about someone, very good, but let we talk about it amongst our own circle, amongst our own. Don't try and club for support. Don't try and canvas support. All these things are against ikhlas. You see, sincerity, the thing that counts at the end of the day is sincerity, truth, sincerity. I mean, the Quran Sharif saying, "Kunu ma as-sadiqin," join the ranks of the truthful. And then we do all these type of things, then it's against the theme of truth. See, truth has got a certain flavor, it's got a certain theme. You can see this is true. Haji Abdul Ghafoor Sahib, rahmatullahi, that's now one person came from his madrasa. Chanda, how they come for Chanda. So, Mona Manzoor Nomani and Mona Alimiya Sahib, rahmatullahi, had a lot of taluk. I look at them, both of them, Mawlana Manzoor Nomani and Mawlana Alimiya Sahib, rahmatullahi. Especially Mawlana Alimiya Sahib had different opinions, and the Sheikh had a totally different opinion. Major ikhtilaf they got. But yet, Mawlana Alimiya Sahib used to come and spend the Ramzan in the Sheikh's Khanka. Islah and all that is thing, Brother. But he had his own, he had a lot of things, he had his own opinions. But Sheikh used to respect him, admire him, talk high of him, and some places you will say, this is, you are wrong in this, don't do this. But the taluk and muhabbat, there was no compromise in the muhabbat, absolutely no compromise. The Sheikh had a lot of time for him, lot of time. How highly he speaks of him, I don't think he speaks of any other buzuk, contemporary buzuk. But yet, the differences were really diverse. But the muhabbat, you know, is like a proverbial muhabbat, that type of muhabbat. Unfortunately, we didn't see these things, you see. We didn't see this. We didn't spend time with this mashayikh in the khanqah, etc. So because it's not before us, so we see these things and our minds can't work. Our minds don't take to this. So this Haji Abdul Ghafoor Sahib, he's got a lengthy incident of his, you know. He had come across some kitab in his early stages, you know. Came across a kitab of abstention, how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and abstention and all that. And he got really, really overwrought with the kitab. He just got his 100 rand or something, enough to take him to Thana Bhavan. Just took his satchel and he's gone. One day passed, 2 days passed. Wife, everybody is panicking here, ghabrat, ke Abdul Ghafoor Sahib kahan gaye? Where's he gone to? The meanwhile, now he's reading this kitab and he's come right near Thana Bhavan and he reads one article there in that kitab, you know. This one person had a similar condition and he left everything and he's coming. So he left his wife and he abandoned his wife. A couple of years passed, he divorced her, whatever it was, and he went off. Now, gadagari karna shuru kar diya, he doesn't have any wealth, so food, so he knocked on the door. His wife came out. He didn't even realize that it was his wife. She was remarried, resettled in someone else's house. So the wife made it out that Mirato Khawinte. She made it out that it's my husband, but he couldn't make it out. Fa'arafahum wahum yunkirun. You know that ayat of the Quran Sharif. So when she saw this husband of hers, right, now she had that previous ghussa, you know, that this man divorced me, that came to the surface. And she says, can I have a look at your bag? She must have a start now. It's like, it's a faqir now. Gada hai, faqir hai, so she can now take her bag. So what is this? Oh, this is my achar. What is this? This is my masala. What is this? My salt, clothing, whatever. Acha. I was the only dunya that you had to throw. This is not dunya. I was the only dunya that you had to throw away. Is this not dunya? And she was really upset about the whole thing. Anyway, he closed the kitab. He took a U-turn back home. So just now I'll go to Thana Bhavan. Mora asked me the same thing. Mera kya hal hoga? See, if Allah wants to guide in ajeeb ways, miraculous ways, Allah Ta'ala will guide the person. Haji Abdul Ghafoor came back. Now, luckily he came back because his wife was in a very, very bad state. Where's my husband gone to? Anyway, later on, then he started coming to Thana Bhavan in the right way. Hazrat gave him khilafat. So he says to Hazrat, you know, by our class differences, we are regarded as Teli. Now, Teli in India is regarded as a low class. See, they manufacture, process oil. So they are considered as a low class. And now you gave a khilafat to a Teli, what people will say? It will be like a disgrace to the khilafat itself. So Hazrat's reply, he says, Har tel barabar nahi hota. Koi tel to musk hota hai. One oil is like musk. It's so expensive. One is like oud. And one is a ghatia tel. So every oil is not the same. Anyway, Hazrat put up his spirit. So here's some ajeeb, his sincerity was really, really proverbial. I'm going to show you sincere what he does. Mawlana Alimiya says, Mawlana Alimiya and Mawlana Manzoor Nomani, what great ulama they were, what kitabs they have written. They say that sometimes both of us, myself and Mawlana Manzoor Sahib, we are discussing a masla. For weeks we are discussing, we can't come to a conclusion. After 2-3 weeks only then we come to a conclusion. But the same masla then we'll ask Haji Abdul Ghafoor Sahib. He'll say, he'll give us an answer in 2 minutes, what we've been discussing for 2 weeks. What we've been discussing for over two weeks, he will give the exact answer in 2 minutes. Now what is this? This is that sincerity. See? That is that sincerity that this man has. Allah Ta'ala opens the heart. And the level of sincerity was such, that he'll see on Ijtima, on Jalsa or something, Allah Pak blessed him with a little bit of wealth. So he'll see now, he'll find out which are the kitabs that are important for people to have, ulama to have, people to have, whatever. So he'll go and buy it. He's got some, say, 1,000, 10,000 rand more. I must do something with it. Now the sincerity. See, the sincerity, when you got the sincerity and you got the truth, it'll push you forward. So he'll buy those kitabs, he'll come to the istima. Now, istima is a place, or the jalsa is a place where you get every type of people. Now, people are coming to the kitab shop. Now, you see, this is a good alim. He'll go and show him the kitab. Pisani, or take it half the price. Yobine, or take them and take it free. So his tabligh was done like this. His tabligh is done like this. Now, he bought those kitabs, and he knows that he's not on that level of an alim, right? But the contents of the kitab are very important and someone needs to have it. So the right person has it, he will deliver the goods to hundreds of people. I'll get my sawab, I'll cash in. See, they, in the istima, he looked like a small shopkeeper there. Like a small shopkeeper, everybody got the small shops there. He's got his shops, he's got his shop here. So he'll look like that. He won't look like a notable, great person. But now look at that sincerity. See, this is the thing that we need to develop in us all the time. That's why this in the Jama'at they used to originally say tashiya niyat, rectification of niyat all the time. Just correct your niyat, clean it all the time, wash it out, clean it out all the time. What is my niyat? Just, you know, put your mind that I'm saying him something, but am I saying him with the sincere niyats or not? Intentions are right or not? Absolutely, check it up, refine it, keep refining it. The more you refine, and the more it will fetch its value. The more you refine it, and you'll find that value is picking up. You know that ghee, they'll keep refining it. And they will take out the top from the top, all the things, they will take it out. And they'll refine it, put into what, the old days they used to put into one cloth, you know, and get it sifted through the cloth, you know. So then that refined ghee will come out, clean. There was one discussion of ulama, and this Haji Abdul Ghafur Sahib was around. And one alim here, Taluk with Mohan Thanvi Rahmatullahi, and he says that, you know, all these Buzurgan Adin, or this particular Buzurg is greater than, this particular Buzurg is greater than other Mohan Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi. So he mentioned this to Haji Abdul Ghafur Sahib, and he says, I feel very affected. How can he say such a thing of our Sheikh, you know? Haji Abdul Ghafur Sahib's answer, look at it. His answer now, that is great, that sincerity, that truth. He says, "Ye toh hamara dil ka tamanna hai. It's the wish of our heart that everybody should be high. And if all the ulama and buzurgana deen of the world, if they maqam is greater than Mohan Thanvi Rahmatullahi, ye toh hamara tamanna hai. This is great. Alhamdulillah, very great, very great. I won't feel hurt about it at all. I desire for that. Baki, aapke." Your pride is getting affected because they are saying that your buzurg is inferior to his sheikh. Your sheikh is inferior to his sheikh, therefore your ego is being affected. And that's why you're complaining. If everybody, all the buzurgs of the world are greater than him, then hum to hush honge, we'll be very happy, we'll be excited about the whole thing. We won't feel affected at all about the whole thing. See that level of truth, the level of sincerity. This is what we need to work towards. This whole effort is to bring that sincerity. It's all that sincerity looks like such a small thing, such an insignificant thing. But really, this Johom Papar Belteh, you know, all this difficulty and constraints that we go through, is to learn the same sabak of sincerity, truth. Again, truth. Really, this is the truth and sincerity that counts also in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the same thing that counts. It's got that value, it's got that price. But bring that sincerity, bring that truth. I'll just get one incident over the Shaykh Ramatali and end this up now. The Shaykh Ramatali says that some of these incidents are not supposed to relate it, but I'm shayad kisi aur kufayda pahunchai, as the Shaykh says. Not supported because it will amount to my self praise. But dusre ko fayda pahunch jaye, let me tell. Never mind, it comes to my detriment. Now this is his tawazu, you see. like I say, he's of that maqam, where he speaks about it, it's all right for him. It won't bring him any backwards. But now, he needs to share a lesson with us. Now, how is he going to share a lesson with us? If he doesn't relate that incident, how are we going to benefit? He says, I was coming to Delhi to do some of my kitabs, you know, his manuscripts and all that, and he used to go take it to the printers, proofread the thing, get it typed and all, get it printed out. So I was coming here, and it's a very, very hot day, midday, we just landed, perspiring right through, and I see someone selling something cold, you see. Sheikh couldn't read Hindi and all that. Hindi and English he couldn't read. So he went and offered, said, I got money, I want to buy this. Sikh chaps, you know, get out from here. Very bluntly. I got the money, but I'm not asking, I'm not begging here. You think I'm a beggar, and that's why I came for something. So, no. I came for this, and I want this. Said, get out from here, what's wrong with you? Anyway, when he spoke so abruptly, Sheikh moved away. So Sheikh went and complained to one of his friends, but these Hindus have become very, very biased and prejudiced towards us. Eh? See, I offered him the money, and he don't want to sell it to me. What's wrong with him? So he asked Sheikh that which shop that one. Said, no, the chap was selling. He was selling liquor and he was selling spirits. You know, spirit that they make a dash with. He was selling liquor and spirits. He was selling. You are lucky that he didn't sell it to you. What would have happened? How you would have been coming to Nizamuddin just now? Just imagine. So you're lucky that he didn't sell it to you. See that truth, that man seen it, that aise nahi hai. He is not, but he's misled because he doesn't understand. He's misled because he doesn't understand Hindi, whatever it is. So he felt that's some soda water or some cold drink. So he went to purchase the thing. But now that truth was evident on his face, was clear on his face. His sheikh has just arrived from Hajj, you know, in the Sanpur. And the whole crowd from the madrasa come to receive him at the station. And now at the station, Sheikh realized, I don't have the platform ticket. You know, to get onto the platform, you need a ticket. That costs about 20 paisa, whatever it is, 2 cents, whatever it is. Now, Sheikh didn't have that platform ticket. So, he asks that officer that is in charge of selling the platform ticket, kya platform ke ticket kya udhar mein milta hai? He said, you don't sell it, but never mind, I'm giving it to you. I'm looking at your face, I'm giving it to you. So Sheikh went in, and he received a sheikh, and as they're coming out, he asked one friend, okay, I need to borrow 20 paisa. Why? No, I need to pay that platform. Said, impossible, how can it ever happen? How can they ever give you on account? How can they ever give you such a thing on account? No, I can't believe this. He came back to that officer that was selling that ticket. Do you sell on account? No, I don't sell on account. How you sold it to me? So now from his face, I made out that this man is not a liar. Azharji Maulana Masura Sahib Rahmatullah was going to America. There's a big queue waiting for the visas. Big queues waiting for the visas. That white chap that is inside the counter, he comes out, he takes his passport, and he endorses it and he sends him. The people in the queue are complaining, but what's wrong? You took out his passport, you endorsed it, and whilst we are all waiting here for hours, he said, now from this person's eyes I made out he's a different man. He's not in the same class. Although he's sitting amongst you all, but he's a different man. So the truth becomes evident, becomes clear. People respect. Forget the akhirat, notwithstanding the akhirat, even in this world, people begin to respect. So is sachai ko aur ikhlas ko paida karne ki koshish kare. Allah ta'ala taufeeq nasib kare.